My watch's ticking was louder than my heartbeat. There was something out there. No, it was just the darkness. What was out there was me, fearful, crying in the night. I was afraid. I thought of Father Santora. A noise. Was it a click? What was it? Another noise. I saw Sergeant Dongan move his right arm. He seemed to be groping about in the darkness. He found something. He swung his arm in a tight arc. A grenade. Thump. It hit. Nothing. It didn't go off. I glanced up. There was movement. What might be a voice? Sergeant Dongan fired a short burst. There was a muffled scream. He fired off a flare. It went high into the air, ignited, then parachuted slowly toward the ground, lighting the entire area. There was one dead VC, a sapper with his wire cutter still in his hand, his lifeless body draped across the wire. I looked around, but I didn't see anything else. Slowly, the light from the flare died. It was dark. The boogeyman could come out again. Minutes passed. An hour passed. We were relieved by a crew of grim-faced ARVN Marines.
What a time for a dud grenade, Lobel said.
Ain't through no dud, Dongan said. Through a damn rock. That gook ducked his head down when he heard it land. Then he wondered why it didn't go off. Stuck his head up and I popped him. Learned that from the 3rd Marines.
The man knew what he was doing. He knew how to stay alive. Back at the hooch, Lobel came over and sat on Pee-wee's bunk. Pee-wee said that anybody who sat on his bunk had to give him a kiss. Lobel said he wasn't a faggot, and Pee-wee said he was sorry about that because he could have really used a kiss.
You guys think we're going to have a race problem over here?
Lobel asked.
Not as long as everybody over here got them a gun,
Pee-wee said. Lobel stood up.
Well, just in case we do, he said, I want you to know you got the Jew on your side.
Who's the Jew?
Pee-wee asked.
Me. I'm a Jew.
You ain't no Jew, Pee-wee said. You too tall.
Fuck you, Pee-wee.
There you go with them promises again,
Pee-wee said.